new, live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning for Wednesday, March the 22nd. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County today. Silver alert still active in Eaton. No changes there from the statewide alert or from local authorities. We'll tell you what we know later this hour. We will talk to a congresswoman later this hour. 8:40 this morning is the connection time for Victoria Spartz, who will talk to us about a number of issues and items that we'd like to know about, including a town hall appearance that's coming this Saturday to Muncie. The congresswoman will be at Muncie City Hall at 11 a.m. All are welcome. People are also talking about the weather around here. We might get some thunderstorms, believe it or not. Anytime after 5 o'clock today, the 22nd of March, through the overnight, and maybe parts of tomorrow as well. People are also talking about this, and our guests booked on our live lines come via suggestion from good friend Lethay Pegues. And we are going to talk right now to mom and son, I believe, is the connection here. Garnisha Mason is a guest, and Justin Gillespie. Garnisha, let's start with you. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
And is Justin also there with us?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We want you to do better. That's why we are glad to help with this fundraiser that'll happen on, I think it's on Saturday at Tunney Winery. Do I have that right?
You do.
Okay. Justin, do you mind starting with the story of you? What is the affliction, and kind of when did it happen? I was under the impression this happened while you were really just getting ready to go to prom or something in the first place.
Yes, the day before my senior prom, I went to the hospital and was diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome. And told that my kidneys were 75% failed.
And you need a transplant, right?
Yes, immediately.
Now, I also understand, and this is also notes from Lethay Pegues, that you worked really hard to make sure that you could walk the stage at graduation time. Tell us how that went.
Yes, my legs were still very swollen and filled with fluid. So it was a thought or a wonder if I would even be able to walk the stage. And I did a lot to make sure that I graduated. And I missed prom, so I had to make sure that I definitely walked the stage.
And I bet your family is so incredibly proud of your strength working through all of this so far, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Garnisha, may I call you mom, or is that inappropriate?
Absolutely not. I am mom.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're not my mom, so but let me just address you as mom. What does it feel like to see that strength in Justin, and also I can only understand and believe that your heart is obviously in a tough place with what you need to go through and all the uncertainty and everything.
Absolutely. It gets a little overwhelming sometimes.
Okay. That's okay. Please tell us.
I can start from the beginning. It was very motivational to myself and helping me just to watch Justin's strength throughout the entire process. Even now, he's currently on dialysis 3 days a week for 4-hour treatments. And just the feedback that I get from the workers and the different doctors and things like that on how strong he is, and he's definitely a trooper. So with that being said, he's the one, and it was always a joke in reference to mom, woman up, because obviously I'd get a little emotional and he'd be sitting there looking at me like, you don't have to cry. So that's one thing, and not only for myself, but family and friends as well. Just watching how strong he is and things like that has definitely helped us deal with the situation,
wow.
His illness.
It's amazing how sometimes out of strife comes strength. And
absolutely.
This sounds like that's one of these examples. We're on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell, interviewing Mom, who some call Nisha, and Justin also. Can one or both of you tell us about what is COTA? Is it CODA? Am I saying that acronym properly?
That is correct. And CODA is the Children's Organ Transplant Association. And we actually partnered with them while going through Justin's illness. And what they have done is provided us different goals or provided us a goal to reach, and having different fundraisers to reach the goal, which was set for which is set for $40,000. They started a website and different things like that for people to go to donate or just to read the story. It's a little more detailed in reference to what Justin went through with the breakdown. But there's, again, that's a way for people to donate or read Justin's story.
All right.
But they've definitely helped out.
Justin, could you tell our listeners where that website is and how they can learn more about you and what you need to do here?
Yes, the website is coda.org/campaign/CODA for Justin Strong.
Okay. And Justin Strong is what I see on some T-shirts and on the flyer that I've got here. And the event that you're going to have, your next fundraiser, is March 25. Who wants to tell me about the where and when and what's going to happen there?
Well, what we've decided to come up with, especially with it being Kidney Awareness Month, we had to do something not only in honor of Justin, but others that are battling the fight as well. We came up with something called a community kickback. And the younger generations, we call it a get-together. They call it a kickback. So what that is a friends, family, and community reunion. Everybody come together. We have different kind of games, prizes, donation boxes, as well as kidney awareness and Just Strong merchandise. And that'll be, like you said, at Tawny's Winery from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. this Saturday, March 25th. And if anyone is available, we'd love to have you come out and support, just to show Justin some love and give him some flowers for everything that he's been through.
Hey, one thing you mentioned, the time, you said 7 to 10 p.m. I've got on my notes 6 to 10 p.m. I want to make sure I promote this right. Is 7 the proper start time?
7 is the proper start time.
Okay, very good. And if folks, listeners, if you don't know where Tunney Winery is, just Google it on your phone. It's just outside of the city limits of Muncie, far enough that you're not on the main drag. We've done radio events there. It's a great venue. And the people at Tunney Winery are just wonderful. I'm so glad that they're helping out with this fundraiser. March 25, 7 to 10 p.m. at Tunney Winery for Justin Gillespie, a community kickback. And, Mom, thank you for explaining community kickback, because I also was of the same thing there. Get-together was more what was in my head, too, so thanks for clarifying.
Absolutely.
Justin, anything else that you'd like to say to the community today before we wrap up?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for the support that I've been getting. I've been getting multiple texts and calls and people coming to my house and things like that. It really helps the process go along, and just you feel appreciated.
Excellent. One last reminder of that website, would you, so our listeners can go visit that?
coda.org/campaigns/CODA for Justin Strong.
Excellent. And Emily, my producer, will have that included in the notes for the podcast of this interview later today, folks, on our website. So you can click that if it's too much to write down when you're driving or listening right now. Justin, great to meet you. Best of luck to you. Mom, thank you letting me call you Mom, too, Garnisha.
Absolutely.
And keep us looped in. And any other fundraisers or news that comes up, we'd like to share that. And hopefully some incredibly good news sooner rather than later for the family there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Great talking to some great people there. That's just, I hope everything works out awesome for that. I hope I hope they have to keep you standing outside at Tunney Winery this Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. for that fundraiser, folks. And if you can't visit the fundraiser, again, that website is a great way to help in any way, shape, or fashion as well. Coming back with more through the hour, including our morning news summary in a moment, as we are underway now with Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.